This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Michael Barnett is well known to many in our community. Known as Mikey Bear, and I'm sure you're known as a lot of other things, Michael, just as I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Macca. Hello.
I'm very good. I'm very good.
Back on Joy.
Thank you. Good to have you. Now, I did preface it a bit by saying that News Corp, or The Australian in particular, and I love it when they do this, they've accused you of running a campaign. Now, not that The Australian would ever run a campaign on anything, of course, but what are they upset about, mate? What, you know, you're expressing an opinion on social media and some other platforms, yet it's upset them. Why have you upset them? How have you upset them?
Well, it's sort of hard to know exactly what might upset the Australian or News Corp publications, because these days it could be anything from safe schools to marriage equality. And in my particular case, I was raising the issue of corporations who are members of Pride and Diversity, being quite separate from anything else, and having staff members who are also on the boards of the Australian Christian Lobby and the Lachlan Macquarie Institute, which is run by the Australian Christian Lobby. And so, you know, part of their, you know, generic anti-queer agenda, I obviously piqued their interest.
So, yeah, so I get it. You know, so if as a company you support marriage equality and you support diversity in the workplace and everything that goes with that, but then, you know, that
person... Well, you may or may not support marriage equality.
Well, you may or may not, but...
The company's publicly
The company has a public position, and to then have an involvement, or, you know, to then, on the other hand, support the Australian Christian Lobby or the Lachlan Macquarie Institute...
I think the nuance here is that by employing a person to a senior management or a, you know, senior leadership position in a queer-friendly organisation who has a known public position as being opposing equality for LGBTIQ people is what I would see as a conflict. So when you see media releases from the Australian Christian Lobby saying that they're targeting, you know, kids in schools and what bathrooms they can use, transgender kids, or that they don't believe transgender kids are real, you know, really... have a real situation, you know, they're just, you know, boys wanting to be girls or stuff like that. And so on the one hand, you see that in a media release the one day, the next day you go to work and this person's your boss. How can you, as a person who might have a transgender child, have a safe conversation with them around the issue, as for example?
Yeah, and one of the difficulties in this, Mike, as we all know, a lot of people these days, particularly on the right, are talking about we need to have a civil discussion. But the discussion that they want to have is actually about restricting our rights or not giving us the rights that we all believe we should have and that the majority of Australians think we should have.
And there's nothing civil about, you know, talking about whether a person should be treated equally or not. I mean, the whole premise of the conversation is that a civil conversation is one that doesn't use swear words. Well, you know, I would personally say a civil conversation is one that doesn't talk about denying people rights.
Do you feel proud that you've been attacked by The Australian?
By The Australian?
Yeah.
Look, I've had three front pages, one whole editorial and about 15 articles all trying to smear me and everything I do in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm quite proud to be the front page, you know, story for three editions, and to have Piers Ackerman go on a complete psycho rant on me. But, you know, yeah, there are more important issues than what Michael Barnett thinks, to be honest.
So, Michael, what do you make of the way we do communicate in the Australian media nowadays? I mean, we've got programs like Q&A. There's a lot of different chat shows on Sky News and all these different panel shows on the commercial stations nowadays. Do you think that's helping or hurting the discourse around around the kinds of issues that you're passionate about?
Well, I think it's important to have conversations, but I think on the one hand, when you've got somebody like, the Equality Party, Jason Tuazon-McShon, going on against Lyle Shelton, I don't think, it's a fair conversation. You've got a person who's trying to achieve equality for people in Australia, and then you've got a person who's outright opposed to our entire existence and wants to convert us back to heterosexuality. So I don't think that's what you would call a fair and balanced conversation. I mean, they're just not good conversations in terms of, fairness.
So what would you do to change the situation?
I think you would have a range of people from a range of different perspectives, all who have some level of credibility. And when you put people on TV who don't have credibility, who claim things in terms of biblical perspectives without being able to provide evidence, and who twist and distort facts and reality, then I don't think those are people you should be giving any level of public visibility to, except perhaps as people who you can't trust their opinion.
We've got as we always do, we get messages from listeners here. Starts off, I have a lot of respect for Michael. I'm always wary of that when people say I have a lot of respect for you, Macca, and there is a but how does, I'll paraphrase a bit here, how does your activism help our argument for equality? And I think he's saying, because, and if I can say this, you have robust interaction and you say what you think. Do you believe that that's helpful towards getting us towards equality? I think that's what the basis of his question is.
Well, I don't know that you can achieve equality in any way while you've got people providing misinformation and mistruths about us. And you have to point out the lies that are coming out from these people. When you go to work and you can't have a safe workplace because you know that your employer or your colleague is entirely, is linked to an organisation that actively campaigns against your very existence in society, then you need to bring, shine the spotlight or shine the sunlight on these discrepancies. Marriage equality is not the be-all and end-all, and I'm certainly never have wanted to pressure any corporation or business into supporting marriage equality. Far from it. They can do that on their own terms. My business is trying to reduce the rate of youth suicide. That's the only thing that drives me in all of my activism over the last 20 or so years, is trying to minimise the risks to young people. And when I have these conversations, these robust conversations, that's the only thing I have in mind. I mean, I just, going back to the March 14 blog on the Christian Lobby website, this all happened, this blog came out from Lyle Shelton a week before anything happened in The Australian about me. He called me a vicious troll and named me four times in his blog in relation to my on Twitter online activism. This is the Australian Christian Lobby director naming me and two other activists, but named me four times personally. Michael Barnett, my name came up four times in this blog. Now, if he wants to get my attention, that's one way to do it. And then, as a result of that, I redouble in my activism against what he's trying to do, is destroy our community. So if anyone wants to question my motivation, they can question why I want to save the lives of young kids and ask me what's wrong with that.
Yeah. Now, there's another one here. How does Michael expect us to be visible and fight for our rights when he advocated boycotting Midsummer, which is our festival? Now, I think this is an interesting subject. I had something to say about Midsummer as well.
If this is a Michael Barnett slam session, that's fine. But,
I'm reading out the message.
What I did in relation to Midsummer was call out Midsummer's. They had News Corp as a sponsor. Now, News Corp, as we can see today, Rebecca Urban, slamming safe schools, slamming me, and slamming a whole range of other people. News Corp go out of their way to destroy queer people, yet Midsummer had as one of their sponsors News Corp. I am not going to participate in anything that any organisation does that enables hate against the queer community. And if people think that Michael Barnett is a shit stirrer, then they can deal with it. But ultimately, it's about trying to disable the hate that we all face.
And I agree with you, Michael. You know, I was absolutely of the same view, and I got a, you know, I got a fair bit of aggravation about it. And please, it's not a slam you session. I'm reading out the ones here.
And I don't mind if people, you know, don't like the way I do things, but ultimately what they don't like is the truths.
Yeah. And it is about a diversity of opinion, and that's...
And respecting all views.
Absolutely.
Provided they're based on facts.
You know, I think, Michael, it's something to be proud of, that the Australian, that you've come up on their radar, and that Lyle Shelton thinks you're a vicious troll. I wish he'd call me a vicious troll.
No, I've successfully unnerved him.
Yes,
I've gotten him to pull down pages of their website, and I've unnerved him. And the only reason that that's happened is because he doesn't like to hear the truth.
Yeah,
it'd be like making it onto Donald Trump's Twitter feed.
Yeah,
as the part of a morning tweet storm. Fun. That'd be a
now that's when you've really arrived, Mike.
You've made it.
You know, when Donald Trump, you know, tweets nasty stuff about you, then you know, yes.
You know, the worst thing that happened was when the Australian decided to post a tweet of mine where I said that the victims of ISIS get it off better than the victims of the Australian Christian lobby, because at least the victims of ISIS die suddenly, whereas, you know, the people that suffer because of the Christian lobby, it takes decades of misery and self-loathing and potentially suicide down the track. And, you know, and it's real, it's true. This is what I'm talking about. It's not about having cheap shot at ISIS or the ACL. It's about people who have to deny their own innate person because of the intolerance in the community. And, you know, if I'm going to be put on the front page of The Australian because of that tweet, then I'm proud of it.
Yeah, and you should be. You should be. We're out of time, mate, but we'll have you back on again, because at the end of the day, it is about a diversity of opinion. Everyone, you know, everyone has an opinion, and our community has to be represented at all sorts of different levels and in all sorts of different ways. So you can feel comfortable with the work you're doing. I think you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you, Mac. Thank you.
A pleasure.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.